some milk. He needs some milk.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about now, mate. Just the air horn. Most of my personality, you know, is wrapped up with an air horn.
Oh, God. That's nice.
It's 8:54. August something. A Monday, I believe. I'm lost in time at the moment. I forgot how fucking... I don't want to say retarded. I forgot how fucking silly this festival can make you feel. You get overstimulated by the people and the noise and shit. You're like, you know, when a dog's all fucked up from being brought up wrong and it's all like sheepish. My central nervous system's all fucking in overdrive. What's not helping it is my fucking chronic caffeine intake. Which is definitely a problem. Today I got a meal deal, you know what I mean? In Sainsbury's with change. I'm using, because I'm getting paid in change, I'm fucking paying out in change. You cunts can take it. Hey, not enough change self-service cash machines. Is that a premise to a joke? No, that's a fucking formal complaint. That's what that is. Someone needs to get backhanded in the head office, you know what I mean? Because these fucking cunts, let me tell you. Right, so I had two coffees to start off the day, and then I went to my first gig, fucking did a good job, I think it was alright, you know what I mean. I think we're going to win this poster thing. I shouldn't say anything yet. We're probably going to win it though. I shouldn't say anything yet. Anyway, after the first gig, I went to get a meal deal with my change, and I got like a sandwich and crisps, like a fat prick. And then I was like, I need energy, you know what I mean. So I got they had the big Red Bull, and I'm like, want to save money because I'm tight cunt, you know. So I got the big Red Bull. But it's too much, man. And then I started getting palpitations. I was like, oh, my fucking heart. I was on stage on the second show. I was like, my heart. And I was like, oh, is it the caffeine? Is it the vaccine? Thank you. I'm all about the air horn. What can I tell you? Anyway. Yeah. My mind's going a bit new, all right. But it's grand. It's grand. I went to the sauna today. I was in there for about 20 minutes. There's people who do saunas in this university. These students. Students is what they are. Because they can't handle the fucking heat. Tell you what, brother. I was in there for fucking 20 minutes. Then another 15 minutes. Try and fucking beat me in the sauna. I was playing against everyone. And I beat two of them straight out. I went in before them. They came in. They knew what they were playing. They knew they were playing. No one said anything. But I knew. Because when I moved, they looked over, and then I watched them get twitchy, and I was like, get twitchy, mate, I'm not leaving here. I'm a sauna fucking baby. I'm a sauna chick. I'm a sauna dirt bird. And then I just started pumping the fucking water, man. And now, last night's gig was fantastic, you know what I mean? Sold out, sold some t-shirts, man. So it's good. There's going to come a point, I think, where everything's going to fall apart, but it hasn't happened yet. That's who I am as a person. I'm the, well, things are about to fall apart at some point, but maybe I should try and live in the moment while we're cruising this wave. We're like fucking Kelly Slater on this fucking wave right now. It's not like the comedy is great or anything. It's just like the audiences are there and they're drunk, you know what I mean? People have more money than they did last year, you know? So gimme it. Absolute beautiful sky out there. As the clock reaches towards 9 hours past noon, we are getting a nice mauve color. I am watching the silhouette of one of the, I don't know, it's a steeple or a castle, and it's standing silhouette to the most perfect egg sky. That's just a tinge of blood red at the bottom. Can you believe it? Edinburgh, you're a gorgeous city. You're old as shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, the lineups have been good and shit, so I can't complain, you know what I mean? I don't know if I'm pulling my way. I'm hacking my way through it. All I got sunglasses, I got an air horn. I'm thinking of getting a bat robe and a Burger King crown, and I think we're sorted then. My mind is fucking wrecked, boy. I don't know. You think you'd have more fucking... You know, there's a lot harder jobs, like soldier or cleaning woman or just being Eastern European in general, you know what I mean? But a month of comedy, 3 fucking gigs a day, at least 3 a day. I'm feeling a very special needs right now. I don't have anything of substance to say. I was reading a book, right? Under the Banner of Heaven. I think I read it before, but I got a bad memory, so I can read books twice. And John Smith, right, who started the Book of Mormon, he wrote it in New York State in the early 1800s. Anyway, John Smith wrote it. Well, you know, he looked in a hat and a magic and seeing hat with his seeing stones, and then he got this other guy, a bit of a fool, to write it. Anyway, as the Mormons moved across the Great Plains, because they were persecuted by every single place they stopped, they were hated, right? And they wrecked a few places, and a few places wrecked them, right? Anyway, John Smith got murdered in Nauvoo. No, his town was called Nauvoo, but somewhere he got extradited from Nauvoo at the Mormon settlement of like 12,000 in Pennsylvania to Hancock, Pennsylvania, where he was imprisoned for a trial. He actually escaped Nauvoo and made his way a couple of hundred miles away, and then under pressure of his people being persecuted who were still there, he was forced to go back. So that's one brave act John Smith did. It was like he went back and gave himself up to save his people. That's a bit of a Christ-like thing to do. Anyway, the in Hancock, Pennsylvania, the guards who were there was only 9 or 10 guards guarding the cells in the prison house that John Smith and his and a couple of other prophets were being held. Now, what happened was that the militias in the Pennsylvania area were in cahoots with the prison guards. So the prison guards pretended to try and fight them off, but really they just fired blanks and let the militia overrun the prison, where they rushed upstairs and proceeded to shoot and kill John Smith, his brother, and a few other of the Mormon prophets. John Smith actually fell from a window and his pocket watch stopped at a certain hour, which Mormons celebrate. Now, why am I telling you the story? I have no idea, but hang in there with me. We're doing some history. Now, John Smith was going to be succeeded by another guy who was anti-polygamy. John Smith was secretly a polygamist at the stage, but before that guy could take over, this guy called Brigham Young. Brigham Young was captivating and logical enough to secede John Smith, and he won the hearts of the Mormons. Thus, he was the first leader when they settled in Salt Lake City, the Great Salt Lake City. Now, Brigham Young, funny name for someone who marries 14-year-olds. That was the fucking bit. It was history, but I mean, I did a punch in at the end. See, I am a storyteller. Jesus Christ. Anyway, they named him a university after him. And there's a bit of a frontier history there for you. For free. For no reason. Off someone who's completely bait from Edinburgh. How about that? How about that, son? The sun's setting. Over the steeple. Ooh. And there's a nice quietness in the air around the city. I suppose that's going to be fucked up later with the Prince Andrew Tate Appreciation Network. Can't wait, guys. Alright, talk to you cats later. Peace out.